Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, October 3rd, 2021, the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jaska, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees came, and to test Jesus, they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" Jesus answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Then in the house of the disciples asked him again about this matter. Jesus said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." This is the Gospel of the Lord. So just those of you who are following along with the Living with Christ booklet or the readings, I read the shorter version of the gospel, which of course the seminary rule that I learned was short gospel, long homily, but maybe won't be a super long reflection here for this podcast. One of the important things about this gospel, some of the Pharisees came and they wanted to test Jesus. And there was this constant conflict between some of the scribes and the Pharisees and Jesus trying to have Jesus go against the law, trying to set him up. You know, they tested him, you know, should we pay money, you know, taxes to Caesar? Is it lawful to, you know, heal someone on the Sabbath? They were always trying to get him going against the letter of the law, trying to show the people that, well, he's not following what our faith calls us to. And so instead of looking at the logic and the truth and the grace underneath those things, because of course they were looking to protect their power. Inasmuch as this gospel talks about this significance of marriage and not divorce, and I'm not going to go into the conversation of annulments and the realities of those things. We do know some marriages just were never meant to be or didn't bear the fruit, and there is an avenue and an opportunity for people in those circumstances to seek those annulments, to take a look at the time of the marriage, the expression of the vows. Were they really truly free? Did they truly understand what they were walking into, what they were committing themselves to? And there is this system for us to take a look at that. But what Jesus is talking about here, you know, taking a look at and the significance certainly of the gift of marriage. And one of the beautiful things I get a chance to do is when couples are celebrating their 25th, their 10th, their 50th, their 60th anniversary, and they want to have a blessing during the weekend masses. And you see, you know, especially pre-COVID, the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren there, you see a real beautiful sign of love, of grace, but also the image of God. When I celebrate weddings, during the homilies, I will talk about this sense that the gift of marriage is a very practical, real, and tangible sign of the presence of God. Why? Because the husband and wife, they dedicate themselves out of great love completely for the other and for the sake of the other, right? When a husband and wife love each other, they don't love because of the love they receive, but their love is so strong that they are willing to give up everything for the love and for the sake of the other. And that's why Jesus says, you know, the two have become one flesh. There's this union. And why does that focus is there? Because marriage in the homilies that I preach has this kind of common theme with other things that I share, is that marriage is a beautiful, perfect sign of how God loves us and how we're called to love God. Out of pure love that pours out an immense grace and willingness and sacrifice for the sake of the other. Jesus expresses this most fully when he lays down his life on the cross for us. That's the sign of that depth of love that a husband and wife are called to share, not just for their own sake, but certainly for the sake of the children. They're blessed with children, but also as an image and a sign of love, of hope, and of life in our world today. And why is it so important? Why is it significant? Why do I think a spotlight should shine on those great opportunities of love and grace and service of sacrifice? Because in marriage, there are ups, there are downs, there are joys, there are sorrows, opportunities of sacrifice, of service, of giving for the sake of the other. These are real, tangible life circumstances, choices that are made that people can see. That people, it's not a theological expression, it's not a canon law, it's life lived in the world. And it takes a lot of work. Marriage is a beautiful gift and foundations for us in the gift of faith, but it's also something that's constant, constantly needing to be worked on, to be the communication, the praying together, the gift of family, kind of this constant opportunity to journey together, which is then also that symbol of our journey with Christ, our journey with the church, our love of God, God's love for us that is expressed and revealed in this great bond of marriage. So it's bigger than the husband and wife, although it includes that, but it's this sign of hope. It's that constant shining light for us. And we all know the difficult marriages, the struggles, those who are suffering, those that have gone through divorce or annulments. There's pain and there's sorrow and there's difficulties, and we have to try to be as compassionate and as kind and as loving and journey with people. And sometimes that reciprocity of love, that sacrifice, isn't there. A sense of selfishness, entitlement, power, control. It's not what Jesus is talking about with the scribes and the Pharisees, and then later on with the apostles are saying, what are you saying? What do you mean by all of this? And he cherishes and he focuses this great bond of love between a husband and wife, and the bond of love God and his people. And that is so significant for us to be mindful of and to pray for. We pray for marriages. We pray for marriages that are going through struggles and difficulties. We pray for broken marriages and the challenges that parents and children have in the midst of all of that. We also celebrate these great signs of love and pray for couples that are going to be getting married, that they not only think of themselves even in their own relationships, but think about the sign of love and of hope that they offer the world in their vocation of sacrifice and service, and how that shining light in the realities of the world really can give us hope and really reminds us of God's love for us and our love for God that has to be expressed in all of our lives. And we take a look at the heart of the truth, at the heart of the reality, that as Jesus battled the scribes and the Pharisees, trying to entrap him, trying to coerce him to go against the law, Jesus goes to the heart of the truth. May we always see the heart and truth and love in the gift of our lives and the gift of faith that God gives to us. And let us pray and let us celebrate the great gift and the bond of marriage that we see in our parishes, in our families, in our own lives, and see that as part of the bigger picture of how God loves us and how we're called to love God and support marriages and families to continue to be those intentional, loving disciples, bringing hope, strength, comfort, grace, and mercy in our world. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.